trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Looking for a way to advance your career? Northwestern offers a master's in health communication in just 1 year. Attend the April 14th info session. More at HealthCom with two M's. Northwestern.edu. Majestic Oaks Golf Course at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort is having its annual Spring Thought Tournament April 19th. The four-player scramble starts at 10 a.m. There'll be a skins game and tons of prizes. To register or for more info, call 262-725-9200 or lakelawnresort.com.
Cards for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids, 1-877 Cards for Kids, donate your card today.
1-877 Cards for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids, 1-877 Cards for Kids, donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877 Cards for Kids. Donate your card today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Nick Schapkowski. The Wolves have only five regular season home games left, including tonight at 7 o'clock. Cubs and Cardinals postponed at Wrigley this evening because of forecasted freezing rain and sub-freezing wind chills. No makeup date yet determined. Jake Arrieta's start moved to tomorrow afternoon at 1:20 versus St. Louis. Renovation watch, the Cubs added 70 porta-potties today to help with those long bathroom lines. Football, Matt Slauson named the Ed Block Courage Award winner today at Hallis Hall. George McCaskey spoke afterwards and defended the signing of Ray McDonald.
I don't want to say too much about the particulars of the conversation out of respect for Ray. He can speak to that subject of what he said if he wants to. But I made it clear to him what was expected of him if he were to become a Bear. And I was confident at the end of that conversation that he'll do what needs to be done.
Blackhawks at home tonight. They host the Wild. Brad Richards out the final three games of the regular season. Kyle Vaughn to make his NHL debut this evening. 7:30 puck drop at United Center. Bulls off tonight. They're in Orlando tomorrow. Derrick Rose upgraded to questionable there. White Sox off today. They're in Kansas City tomorrow after evening. And with Jose Quintana taking the mound. Illinois State University Associate Men's Basketball Coach Tori Ward and Deputy Athletic Director Aaron Leach were two of seven people killed in a plane crash this morning near Bloomington, Illinois. And Aaron Hernandez's lawyer admitted that Hernandez was at the scene of the killing of Odin Lloyd. Elsewhere in the NFL, LeGarrette Blount suspended one game for violating the league's substance abuse policy. College basketball, Cliff Alexander leaving Kansas to enter the NBA draft. And the women's national championship game tonight, rematch of last year's title game, UConn taking on Notre Dame. This scoreboard update brought to you by Northwestern Center for Communication and Health. Masters in Health Communication Info Session is on April 14th. Listen to the Scorecard Golf Show every Saturday morning from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. to hear the latest on the Chicago golf scene. The Scorecard Golf Show is brought to you by the BMW Championship. The BMW Championship is back at Conway Farms this September. Visit BMWChampionship.com for more information. I'm Nick Chapkowski, and you're listening to the Radio Home for White Sox Baseball. The next game on the score is Wednesday at 6:35 when the Sox take on the Royals on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Del Frisco Steakhouse. Eat where the players eat.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on the Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Glenn Casper, he didn't look like John Lester on Sunday. Sure. It made it seem worse than it really can be.
He had a weird spring. He's in the National League for the first time. He was in Arizona for the first time for spring training. There's a lot going on. He signs this huge contract. These all sound like excuses, I know that. Mm-hmm. But with all the hype and everything with Sunday night, you know, I just kind of, okay, get through that one. You lose 3-0. Adam Wainwright was really good, took advantage of an enormous strike zone. His curveball finally got locked in the fourth or fifth. Now we move on, and the real season starts tomorrow.
Boars and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
5.
God almighty. I do 3 and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Tell me what the hell is wrong with Canada.
Okay.
Former Toronto mayor and current city councilman Rob Ford has a knack for landing leadership positions. In his latest feat, Ford managed to get appointed to the board of directors for the Hockey Hall of Fame. What in the hell is going on in Canada? Why do you want this guy as part of any leadership council?
Smoking crack.
I saw that on Sunday, and I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, you would think he'd be, that the job opportunities would be limited for a crackhead, right?
Wait, I mean, you would think that anything of any significance, and you're talking about the Hockey Hall of Fame in Canada.
Oh, sacred ground there.
Right, would not sacred. Want this guy as part of anything.
I smoke some crack sometimes. What can I say? I made a mistake. I'm human.
I don't think we're even out here anymore anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein that I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 5:05, Bors and Bernstein, and Dan Manavetta, call us sitting in this week, and we did have fun with Rob Ford. And who doesn't? I mean, it's hard not to.
I smoked some crack. I made a mistake.
Crack.
I'm human.
Yeah, so what? Doesn't mean I can't be a board member of the Hockey Hall of Fame.
That's on, great. Dude. Congratulations
great
to that.
Great guy. Come on. He's all fun.
Talked about a lot of different things today. Wrigley Field, John Lester, the White Sox, and the mark that Jeff Samardzija made because he's out there as a team leader plunking
defending
people.
Defending his team. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah.
And they lost 10-1.
Yeah. Defending his honor. They had a home run, and like a child, he hits the next hitter. Okay. All right. Fine. That proves it right there. Leader.
Team leader. We talked a little golf, a little Masters, Tiger Woods. He's back. Did you see any Tiger's quotes today from his press conference? He says he worked his ass off to get back. He went on to tell the media people would never understand how much work I put into my comeback. He said that it was sun up to sun down whenever I had free time. If the kids were asleep, I'd still be doing it. If they were in school, I'd still be doing it. It was a lot of work.
Wow.
I got a bet with my brother-in-law. He doesn't think Tiger will be there on Sunday, and I have to believe he will.
And you think he won't?
Because I still think he's going to win Masters before it's all said and done.
Possible.
I hope so.
It's possible he'll be there on Sunday. I don't know. I mean,
and we're talking about a guy who's 2 years removed from being Player of the Year, and his season was destroyed last year because of the back injury. He only played 47 holes this year, again, because of the injury.
They're awful, yeah.
But 2 years ago, when he played a full season, the guy won 5 or 6 tournaments, was Player of the Year.
Yes, he was.
2 years ago.
He was. I mean, the field's a little tougher now, although Rory's not been tearing up the world.
No, he hasn't.
At this point in time, he's not been doing that like he was late last year when he was just winning everything and doing it for fun. Whether it was dark or light, didn't matter. He was winning. So it'll be fun. I enjoy the Masters.
No,
I'm not
Masters
a golfer
is
great. Form, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, even if I think, you know, even a casual golf fan gets sucked into the Masters, it really is a great week. William in LaPorte, Indiana, you're on the score.
Yes, how are you, gentlemen?
Good, what's going on?
Well, I'd like to, and I'm not really want to say I want to defend Bo Ryan.
Bo Ryan.
No, I just would like you to tell the whole story. The study you're talking about is the Tide study on graduation rates, correct?
Yeah, it was. I only read a portion of it, and I linked the whole thing just
because.
Of course,
only read part of it.
No, just because of length. William, only because because listen, here's my thing. I know Dan will read things at great length. I don't think that's the best thing to do. So I'll read a portion of it and then share it with the listening audience who wants to go and read it for themselves. I just think reading long form isn't very good for someone sitting in their office or driving in a car. That's all.
Absolutely.
So don't crap on me for not doing it because I don't think it's good radio. That's all.
What's your basic problem here?
Okay, well.
You love the Wisconsin program? You all for Bucky?
I am proud of the Wisconsin program, yes.
You should be.
The graduation rates that they quote there, do you know that the parameters discount and eliminate anybody that hadn't stayed at any of those universities for 4 years?
Yes.